their program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a rainy day in New England, and that is the type of day that gives us the chance just to look around at what we've done to date and make notes and plan our strategy of attack. The weather is helping us in ways. It's given us a chance for a little bit of watering, much needed in some areas. It's giving our seedlings a chance to really get a good foothold in the garden, and you're going to see noticeable growth. It's also helping the grass to thicken, and the fertilizers that you've put down in the past few weeks are being activated with moisture. All of the fertilizers that you put down, whether it's for the lawn, the vegetable garden, your flowers, your roses, is activated by water. And sometimes we don't give them enough water. We'll set that sprinkler, we'll put it on for 15, 20 minutes, and we figure, oh, that's enough water. Well, plants never get enough water. So a nice, slow rain with a few thunderstorms embedded in it to give those guys a good soaking is actually best than putting your sprinkler on. So you're going to see a big, big difference. When you put your sprinkler on, even if it's for 20, 25 minutes, the plants literally are trying to pull up as much water as they can in that short period of time, and they're pulling all of the water right around the root system. The sprinkler stops. Now the belly of the plant is full, but around the roots, they've pulled all that moisture out. So a rain that lasts for several hours, the plant is able to pull all the moisture that it needs, refresh the whole system, and once that happens, now the soil is still wet around the plant, and there's some there for the future. So don't look at it, oh, it's a rainy day, I can't work in the garden. Mother Nature is giving you some time off. It's refreshing your plant. It's getting their system full, and you're going to see a big, big difference in your garden in the next couple of days. And if you fed your plants in the last few days, you're going to even see a bigger thing. There's a lot of things beginning to change. The insects, the parade of insects has changed. Less caterpillars, more beetles, more hard shell insects. And if we can help you with questions that you may have about insects, like the Colorado potato beetle has stripes on its body. The root maggot that attacks broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage. The aphids that have come on your roses. The white fly. Then insects on trees. A lot of different insects on trees and shrubs. Diseases. The weather's been cold. If it continues to stay damp, then you're going to start to see some diseases on your lawn. And we'll be talking about that at 8 o'clock this morning. So make sure that you stay tuned. So a lot of things happening. Plants are coming out of flowers. New plants are coming into flowers. Your lilacs are pretty much done right now, but you're getting a tree like the hawthorn that's in full bloom with white or pink flowers that will eventually give you red fruit for the fall, for the winter, and for your birds. The coosa dogwood, my favorite tree, all of its glory right now. Big, beautiful, star-shaped flowers that will eventually, at the end of July, turn pink and produce fruit about the size of your thumb, red in color, for fall and winter, and to feed the birds. Viburnums are all in bloom right now. They're looking absolutely spectacular. And if you want an unusual tree, there's a tree called the fringe tree that's in bloom right now. I bought one 3 years ago, found it someplace where I would never expect to see it, and it's in all of its glory. It looks like white lace. Absolutely gorgeous. An old-fashioned tree that's beautiful. And you go to the perennial beds, your lupins are going by, but your daylilies and your peonies are getting ready to bloom right now. Your irises are beginning to go by, but you have a lot of daisies coming into bloom with coreopsis and all kinds of things. So if you're as excited about your garden as I am with mine, the number to call, 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, he'll get you set up, and we'll get you motivated. But as we get into the end of June, the daisy seasons begin, and there are a lot of different colors, different varieties, and we'll be talking about that. Now, if you have hollies on your property, look at your hollies today. Look at the flower on your hollies. If you have a holly and it hasn't blossomed, then there's something missing in the soil. Hopefully, you're getting some blossoms, and hopefully, you're going to get some fruit. Now, the only time of the year that you can tell the sex of that plant is in the spring when your holly is in blossom. When you look at the blossom, this is what you want to look for to determine the sex of that plant. When you look at the blossom, the female flower will have a little bump, the beginnings of a green berry. The male does not make a berry. And when you look at the flower, in the very center, there's a hole because it doesn't make a fruit. And around the hole are the pollen sacs. Look like little suitcases that are all yellow. That's the pollen that's needed to go on the little bump, which is the beginning of a berry, on your holly trees. So the male, in the middle of the flower, has a little indentation, has a hole because it doesn't make a flower. And the female has a little bump, the beginnings of the berry. Now, if you want to help Mother Nature, you haven't had many berries in the past, what you can do at this time is to take an empty bottle, like a little pill bottle that's all empty, plastic snap-on covers, fill the jar full of water. Take a knife, make a cut like the letter X in the lid of your plastic cap. Take a pair of pruners, cut a cutting from your male plant that has flowers in bloom on it, and put that cutting into that little X that you made in the cover of your jar. Take that container with a little piece of masking tape or duct tape and tape it to a branch on your holly plant. That way when the bees are around, they will pick up the pollen from the male cutting that you've attached to the female plant, and that will ensure that you have more berries during the fall and winter months. So you can help Mother Nature by helping the bees to bring the male pollen to the female plant. Now remember, hollies are very stubborn. the blue holly, which is the one that a lot of the nurseries are selling now. Smaller leaf, really, really shiny and hardy, can grow just about any place. The blue will only pollinate with the blue. The American holly is a bigger leaf, very, very hardy, but the leaf is dull green. The American will only pollinate with the American, and the beautiful, big, shiny leaf normally is grown on the West Coast, but is hardy in, say, from Boston South. That's the English variety, and that will only pollinate with the English. Now, the blue is a combination of American and English, but you still need to use its own hybrid. So blue with blue, English with English, and American with American. If you do that, you'll have all of the berries that you want. Now, take a look at your placement of your hollies. If you have the females in the sun, because it's the front of the house, and you take the male and you put it in the shade on, let's say, the west side of the house. The male, because it's in more of a shaded area, will open its flowers later in the season. The female, because she's in full sun, will open her flowers earlier, or vice versa. So look at your flowers, and if you see one is open and one hasn't begun yet, that's because of the placement in the shade. Okay? Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
Get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up. Which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
I am ready.
I understand that you've got a little garden this year, and it's coming in pretty good.
Yeah, I've got some herbs growing out on the porch, along with my earth box with all my pepper plants, and everything's coming up real nice.
How are the peppers doing?
Good. They're all probably about a foot tall, maybe a little taller, starting to flower right now. So everything is looking good.
And how do you like the earth box?
The earth box is wonderful. I planted pepper plants in there at the exact same time as we planted some in the garden, and some friends planted in their garden, and mine are quite a bit taller than everything else. So I love it, but I'm a little nervous about how many peppers I'm going to have.
Well, you will have enough to sell.
I hope so.
That would be good.
Exactly.
Who do we have up first, Jared?
Okay, first up this morning, we have Eddie on the line, who's got a problem with some dead trees.
Eddie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My neighborhood is suffering with a lot of dead trees. I believe it's an insect problem.
Okay.
I believe that the Scotch pine, it's a long needle, very hard needle, about 3 or 4 inches long. I don't have too many on my property, but I've lost the natural barrier between my house and my neighbor's house because these trees have all died. The bark's falling off of them all. And there's so many different types of insects underneath the bark. If I pull it off, I'm not sure which one it is that's killing the trees, but it's some type of a boring insect.
Right.
And I was wondering what type of tree would be a good tree to plant there that these insects aren't going to devour.
Okay. Where do you live, Eddie?
On the South Shore.
On the South Shore, okay.
Yeah, in Carver.
Okay. Now, the area where you want to create this barrier, is it going to be a sunny area? I mean, you got a lot of dead trees now, so, but it's going to, is it, do you have big tall trees overhead and it's just the lower trees that are dying?
Most of these trees are about 35 feet tall, but I do have a couple that are about 70 or 75 feet tall. Another thing is I also have a lot of white pines where these taller dead trees are, and I don't want the insects to get into those white pines. I'm not sure if I'm going to risk losing those or not.
Okay.
That's quite a few.
There are insects, especially boring-type insects, that are after the wild-type pines. In my backyard, I'm like you. I have a lot of white pine that are in the 2 foot up to probably around 10, 15 feet tall. And above those are some wild pines. There's some pitch pine and there's some Austrian pine, but mostly pitch pine. And it's exactly like you're saying, 2 to 3 inch needle, really rough type bark. And as I look through, there's probably half a dozen of them that I can see right from my backyard that are mature. They're in the 50, 60 feet part, and one by one I'm watching them die. And the other day I went out there and looked at one, and it was full of holes, about the size of a ballpoint, the point of the ballpoint. And it's a borer. I took a machete and I chopped some of the bark off to see what was inside, and it was loaded with them. But they would prefer the wilder type pine than the white pine. So you should be okay for there. But what I'd like to see you do is to mix in some other varieties of evergreens in there so that your barrier between the neighbor is kept so that you do have privacy. So the best thing for you to do is these big trees that are dying and dead will stay up for quite a while, but you're going to have a northeaster type storm or a good windstorm and they're going to come crashing down. So if there's something that you can take down now, then I would definitely take those down. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I will tell you exactly varieties of plants that you can put in there that are going to be easier for you to take care of. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Now the spring is here, your lawn and your garden are waking up and coming alive, and boy, are they hungry. This year, satisfy your plant's nutritional needs with a healthy, all-natural diet from Organica. If you're a regular listener, you know that I've been talking about Organica for years. I love their approach to gardening. They nurture the plant from the ground up by enriching the soil with beneficial microorganisms. Organica's patented fertilizer simultaneously feeds the soil and the plant. Their all-natural four-step lawn care program is just what the name implies, 100% organic and natural. Make this year's garden season an Organica one. The soil will thank you. Your lawn and garden will come alive like never before. This spring, go to your local independent garden center and ask for Organica lawn and garden products by name. It's now time to apply step two in Organica's all-natural four-step lawn care program.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low price guarantee.
We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the 7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the 7store.net. That's the 7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Grubs. Their mission, to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced season-long grub control with Merit. Its patented 2-in-1 formula stops grubs all season. Plus, it revitalizes your lawn in one easy step. To grubs, it's the end of the road. To lawns, a new lease on life. Bayer Advanced season-long grub control. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Weeds and crabgrass are taking over your lawn. Traditional lawn weed killers control either lawn weeds or crabgrass, but not both. Why do half the job when there's Bayer Advanced all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer? It kills lawn weeds plus crabgrass without harming your lawn. Just hook to the hose and go. Nothing's faster or easier. And now it's rainproof in 1 hour. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Before the commercial break, we're talking with Eddie, and I told him I would give him a list of plants that would give him some thick cover, retain their foliage all the way to the ground, and give them the privacy that they need, and is not as likely to have problem with borer. Eddie, when you go to the nursery, you want to look at spruce trees, and you can buy green spruce and blue spruce. The green are going to grow faster. You can use fir, which is like your balsam that you use at Christmas time, many varieties of fir. You can use the wild-grown cedar, the one that you see growing in marshes. A lot of the nurseries will sell cedar, and then also cypress. The one plant, especially south of Boston, that can be a major problem, and also near the water north of Boston, is the Canadian hemlock. And that has a major insect called the woolly adelgid. So try and stay away from that. When you live in Worcester, west or north, then the Canadian hemlock will do much, much better. Less likely to have a problem because of the cold winters that we get in those areas. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Joan, who's calling about woolly adelgid.
Oh, we were just talking about that. Joan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Yes.
Yes, I am calling about woolly adelgid, also poison ivy, if you have time for two questions.
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling for two questions, woolly adelgid and poison ivy. But woolly adelgid, I heard you say something to put on it before, and I have forgotten what you said.
Okay, and what's your question about poison ivy?
What do you do to kill it without killing a tree that it's growing on?
Okay, on the woolly adelgid, that is an insect that looks like pieces of cotton, and normally on the underside of the branches, and it prefers the new growth because it's nice and soft and nice and tender, and it's easy for the insect to pierce into the foliage and suck the juices, the energy out of the plant. Now, the best product on the market and the one that works the best is called Tree and Shrub. And you can find Tree and Shrub at your local nursery or garden center. Bayer makes a product, Bonide and Fertilon. Now, both Fertilon and Bonide, Tree and Shrub, are generic, which means it's a lot cheaper. It will do the same thing as the Bayer, but for less money. Now, on your cedar, what you wanted on your Canadian hemlock, you need to spray it on the foliage and pour it around the base of the plant. It's a systemic. It will absorb it through the roots up into the tree, and it will take it as far up as 75 feet. So it's a very good product, and you only need one application a year. So at the first sign of you seeing the woolly adelgid, spray some on it and then saturate the root zone, follow the recommendations, and it will take care of it. Now, poison ivy that's growing on a tree. The thing that you want to do, Joan, is to take a pair of pruners and cut it at the ground and let it die right in the tree. It will redevelop from the ground, and once it starts to develop again, then you can spray it with something like Roundup, Cleanup, or you can even use something like Weed Beater Ultra. And I've used Weed Beater Ultra underneath trees and have had great results killing poison ivy, poison oak, and some of the weeds that I didn't want growing there. All of the products that kill broadleaf weeds have to enter the plant through the foliage, not through the roots. So if you're spraying it underneath the tree, there's no foliage from the tree on the ground, and the weed killers are very, very effective. Okay? And when you apply the weed killer, make sure there's no rain in the forecast for 24 hours after you have applied it. Now, if you have a well and you're using well water, usually well water is hard. I have a well. I don't have town water. And what I have to do when I'm applying a weed killer is to the sprayer, I add a little bit of liquid soap, Joy, Dove, Dawn, whatever you wash your dishes with. Mix your product in your pump can or in your bottle sprayer. Put a little squirt, maybe a teaspoon of liquid soap, and then shake it. The soap will make the weed killer adhere to the foliage, especially waxy foliage like poison ivy, poison oak. It makes it stick, and it's much, much more effective. Thank you, Joan. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Mary, who's got a problem with moss.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a patio, brick patio, and I've scraped the moss from between the bricks, but I would like to put something down that would kill the moss and not discolor the bricks.
Okay. So you have scraped the bulk of it off now, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, there's a couple of things that you can do. You can, a lot of the nurseries will have a liquid moss killer that you can put down that will kill it right from the brick. Now, the product that I've had the best results is called Wet and Forget. It's a product that the nurseries sell. It's only a couple years old. It was developed by the New Zealand government, and you can spray it on fences where the green moss will grow on the north side. You can spray it on your house. You can spray it on bricks, concrete, and asphalt, vinyl siding, wooden siding, aluminum siding. You can even put it on canvas awnings, and it will make the moss, the mold, and the mildew disappear. And what's nice about it is you just spray it, and that's it. There's no scrubbing. There's no cleaning. You spray it directly on the surface, and it will kill and prevent growth for up to 6 to 10 months. I've used it at my son's house in Florida. And in Florida, with the humidity, mold and moss on the side of a house or a fence or walls is everywhere. And I sprayed it there, and within 2 weeks, the green had totally disappeared. And it works really good. But just ask for Wet and Forget. And in the case where it's really thick, you take a shovel or something, scrape it off, clean off that patio or walkway, and then spray the product on it, and it will not grow. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Jack on the line who's got a couple questions, one about some lawn grubs and then also a question about a butterfly bush.
Okay. Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you very much. My butterfly bush, more appropriately, my butterfly sticks, haven't shown a sign of life. There's no buds whatsoever. Now, it usually blooms in late July, early August. Does it sound like it's gone to you?
If there's no foliage by now, Jack, then it did not survive the winter. I had three of them in my backyard. Two of them were 3 years old, and one was 2 years old. And two of the three died during the winter. So okay. I'm like you.
Just dig them up and start over.
Yeah. And what you want to do, Jack, that's going to help the butterfly bush for next year, in the fall, after all the leaves have come off, if you can put a mound of either pine needles or some bark mulch right on top of the plant, about 12 to 15 inches high, that will help to insulate the plant during the winter, and there's a lot less dieback.
Okay, wonderful. The second question is to do with lawn, specifically with grubs. My lawn is looking terrific. I'm very happy with it. I have a lawn service that comes in and sprays for grubs. I have no idea whether I have them or not, but they're saying we'll spray for them in mid-July. Does that sound too late to you if I do have
No.
them?
See, the right now, the grubs are in like a little cocoon state. They're not moving in the ground. They are getting ready to change from the grub to the coppery-colored beetle. And in New England, they start to emerge out of the ground during early to mid-July. In the Boston, Cape Cod area, around the 4th of July, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, more towards the middle of July. And these are eating mating machines. They eat their weight in foliage every single day. And in their spare time, they mate and they lay eggs. And each beetle can lay over 1,000 eggs in your lawn. So they lay the eggs during July and August, with your lawn service coming in there or you applying it during mid-July. and then washing the product into the ground. When the egg hatches and the little grub emerges, the product now gets to the little insect, and it kills it before it has a chance to make any damage. So they are right. The time to do the treatment is during the month of July. It's more effective, and because depending on what they use, some products are called season long, and some products kill that particular bug for a much shorter period of time, but they're more powerful. You're better off with a season long product, and that's what most of these companies put down. And what you want to do is when they have finished applying it, put your sprinkler on for about a half an hour in each area until you treat the whole lawn with water, and that will wash it into the root zone where it will await the eggs from the Japanese beetles. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Linda on the line who's calling about her arborvitae.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good. I want to call you. My son-in-law, they built a new house, and they have a wall of about 20 arborvitae on their lot line. They've been in about a month, and he's been watering. He has a sprinkler system, so they've been using that and then by hand. But I'm concerned because they're starting to turn a little brown, even all the way to the tips. Not all the way in, but just a little bit. So my question is, how much to water them a week? If you should cut off the brown, and what kind of fertilizer to use.
Okay, so are these newly planted?
They are. They've been in about a month.
Okay. And he's watering every day?
Well, he has a sprinkler system because they put a new lawn in, so they have been watered every day.
Okay. What he needs is 1 inch of water per week. So what the best thing for him to do is to take the little cat food or tuna fish cans, put it on the ground, and when the can is filled with water, then he's giving them enough water. But if he watered the arborvitaes twice a week, that would be plenty. With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy and to use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to organicwaterwizard.com for a retailer near you or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your guiding friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com has helped directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Linda about the arborvitaes, and one thing that you could do, Linda, tell him these are new plants and what they could do once every couple of weeks. Instead of just watering with straight water, if you've got one of those Miracle-Gro feeders that the liquid or the powder, connect it and fertilize the arborvitaes. Wet the foliage with the Miracle-Gro, and because Miracle-Gro can be absorbed through the foliage as well as the ground. So every couple of weeks, make one of those waterings a Miracle-Gro one, and that will help to bring back the color, give it a good shot, and encourage the root system to grow thicker and faster. Jared, who's up next?
We have Gregory on the line who's got a few questions, one about beetles and also about his carrots growing.
Okay, Gregory, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
2 weeks ago, you guys were talking about potato beetle.
Yes.
And I wrote the name and I lost it.
For the product to kill the Colorado potato? Yep.
Yes.
The name of the product is called Spinosad. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad is an absolutely wonderful product. It's totally organic. It's a bacteria that will kill a lot of insects. It will take care of the Colorado potato beetle. It will take care of all of your caterpillars. So if you've got cabbage loopers in the garden, tomato hornworms, and so basically a lot of the insects that chew in the flower, in the vegetables, and on shrubs and trees.
I see.
And what was your second question?
I have a parsley and carrots. They don't want to grow. Every plant it, and it's like parsley dies, like very small size, never regenerate, and carrots never grow more than a quarter of an inch.
Yeah. Okay. What you need to do is where you're going to be planting carrots, and it's not too late to plant carrots still. What I've done in the past, I've had problems like you, and the number one problem was I planted them too close together. The seed is real small, and what ends up is they all come up, and it looks great. You get all excited because you get all this green foliage, and if you look at it really carefully, you notice that the seeds are like one on top of the other. It's like a great big cluster. So everybody's fighting for the same water, the same nourishment, and the same sunshine, and you end up with carrots that are about an inch tall. And I've done that many years in a row. This year I decided there'd be no more of this. So what I did, and carrots like a loose, fluffy soil. So what I did is where the carrots were going to be planted, I took a pitchfork and I loosened the ground to make it a little softer. I put some compost down in that area and then took my pitchfork and just kind of worked it into the soil so that it was going to be about 3 to 4 inches deep with the compost in it. Nice, fluffy type soil. Then I sprinkled my seed, and I was very, very careful to put it a lot thinner than I have in the past. And I didn't even cover it with soil. I just applied the seed, took the palm of my hand, and tapped the ground. Just gave it a little tap and got the ground so that I could see my handprint. And then I took the hose, put the nozzle on it, and took a nice mist and wet that particular row, and the carrots have come in very good. But be careful. Put them in thin. And after a couple of weeks, they should be up. And if you have areas where there's not as many, then you can still plant some additional seed. Carrots are not like tomatoes or peppers. They take the whole year. They grow much, much faster. But the main thing is fluff up the soil. Put the carrot seed lightly, pat it in water, but put it on light. If you have a problem doing that, mix a little bit of sand with your seed and sprinkle it that way. That will make it easier and it will thin out the seed.